What's up, guys? Welcome to Just So We're Clear, a podcast brought to you straight out of Singapore with your host, Marissa Tru, and myself, Hanley Hofer. Now, if you've listened to us before, well, you know the deal. But if you're new here, well, hey, welcome.
So on this show, we cover pretty much everything to do with modern life. Female empowerment, sex, mental health, finances, you name it, we do it in the most uncut way possible.
Mm-hmm. So grab a coffee, maybe even a glass of wine.
No, definitely some wine.
Light a scented candle.
Or maybe you're at the gym or you're cooking your dinner. But consider this next hour your time to feel like you're not alone. Because trust us,
we get it. It's Just So We're Clear.
Hi, everyone. We're back. It is a rainy Wednesday afternoon. It's the perfect pathetic fallacy. And if you don't know what that is, it's when the weather matches your mood. And so we're coming in another zen energy level.
Girl, I'm sorry to cut you off right there.
Okay.
No.
One of us is. The other one isn't.
I feel like we're on opposite sides of the seesaw right now. You said, what's it? Pathetic fallacy?
Yeah.
I know. But as you said that, I was looking at you like, what?
So you're looking at the rain right now being like, woo!
Yeah. I'm like, oh it's gorgeous.
Oh, I like it. But I'm like, ooh, let me just like, I don't know, nest.
So the conclusion of where we're coming at today is mixed.
Mixed reviews.
But you know what? I think that's good. I think it's good to be a little different today because the last two episodes have been hella reflective. They've been coming from a very deep and wounded area.
They're also very like up, down, up, down. Yeah.
And today I kind of want to remix it a little bit.
Remix.
And instead of coming to you guys and sharing with you the deepest and darkest and most authentic experiences that we're going through, which, I mean, we definitely will. I want to switch it up and maybe use this episode as a little bit of a motivation to you out there and to you and I, Marissa, right now for our future selves. Because the energy that I am feeling in the world these days is too pregnant to pass on.
It is pregnant. Okay. Wait, you know what? Just give me like 1 second.
Are you to like
just
rejigging?
I'm rejigging. I'm recalibrating.
Yeah. Let's not be sad today. Let's be pregnant. Pregnant with possibilities.
Okay, I'm back. I'm ready. Let's go. Okay.
Woo!
Hi.
Everybody, this episode is going to be special because, well, firstly,
It's us. It's always special.
But I have an announcement that I'd like to make before we get into anything. Number one. If you haven't given us 5 stars yet.
Damn it. Do it.
Do it. Because it helps us chart and it helps us get seen. And it just like, it just makes us feel good. So that would really be nice of you.
And also just to add on to that, whoever gave us a 4 to take our average from a perfect 5 to a 4.9, bump it.
Yeah. Redeem yourself.
Yeah. Don't do that.
And secondly, the last two episodes have been hella deep. And we also recognize the feedback that came back as a response.
Yes. So much feedback. And this time, a lot of men coming forward, which I actually love.
100%. And so I want to take this moment to give a shout out to the dudes tuning in right now. You surprised us there, man. We honestly thought we were speaking to the sisters. And then every now and then, a guy was like, yo, hey, what's good?
Yes, I loved it so much because it was something that actually resonated with them. And I feel like my favorite moment was someone actually liked my profile on a dating app and said, I loved your episode about the single lonely man. And I was like, holy shit.
Getting snaps.
They're tuning in. They're learning.
Someone did say we were woman-splaining, which honestly, yeah, we probably were.
Okay, listen. I don't know if woman-splaining is a thing because women have been so deprived of offering their perspective on so many things that the one time we do, you're like, oh my God, I get it already. Stop telling me. You guys didn't know this because if you knew it, you would have done something about it. So no, we didn't woman-splain.
No, no, no. I'm not saying, like, that's the thing. Like, yeah, we were, but who said it was a bad thing? Like, we just gave our female perspective and let that be that.
Then they would have said that. But has anyone ever been like, I'm so glad you mansplained that to me? Oh my God, tell me again.
But in the power to take back the terms that have been used within gender to bring each other down, I'm taking woman-splaining as a
compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Because you know what? Women, we explain shit all the goddamn time. You're welcome. If we didn't, how would the world function? You know what I mean? So you guys see what we're coming to you with today. A little cockiness, but we're back. And thirdly, on the roster of announcements, this is actually pretty exciting. And I want to gauge you guys, my dear lady audience specifically. Sorry, dudes. This one really is for the chicks. I've been toying around with the idea of creating women's circles. And basically, what this is, if you guys are not familiar with what a women's circle is, it is a space that women come together. We sit around and we hold space for one another and we express what we're going through. We connect on a deeper level and we create community. And not community in a sense of networking. Like, don't bring your, you know,
business cards.
Yeah, don't bring your Wall Street attitude into here. This is no hidden agenda about who knows who. None of that. This is community on a human level. I want to create spaces for women in Singapore to have just that, connections on a deeper sense. Because I realize that there is this stage of life that a lot of us are going through right now, those of us in our mid-20s to mid-30s, where our roots have gone so different in the sense that all of our friends, like maybe when we were like in our early 20s, we were all in the same boat. Mm-hmm. We were like young, trying to figure it out, fresh out into the world, had our first jobs. And so a lot of us really were peers and we were very equal in that sense. But life changed so quickly that suddenly I look at my friendship group and I'm like, you're married, you're pregnant, you left the country, mm-hmm. you followed faith. We just changed so differently. And while it's beautiful and we're supposed to change, it makes you feel a little lonely sometimes because you're trying to reconnect and trying to find your community again. And as an adult, it's hard to make friends in a deep sense for some of us.
Yeah. It's difficult to remember what your rhythm is when everyone else's shifts around you. Mm-hmm. So you're just trying to play your part in this orchestra and suddenly the beat changes and you're like, oh, shit.
Exactly. Yeah. And so if you resonated with any of that and you're nodding your head thinking, you know what? I'm open to a sense of community. I'm open to experience what a women's circle is. Like I said, this is just my feeler out there to who's interested. Because if you are, drop me a message either on the Just So We're Clear podcast, Instagram, or my own personal Instagram. It can be as simple as a, hey, I'm interested in joining a women's circle if you host one. And I will get back to you.
Watch me slide in your DMs like right after this and just be like, hey, it's me. I'm your biggest fan. I love women. I love circles.
You better. Okay, that's that. Gonna close that and let's move on with the meat of this episode.
The beef. Let's talk about how you're allergic to everything.
Ugh, fuck that, you guys. Here I go taking my health seriously. And what does it result me in? Nothing.
So Hanley turns up to my apartment to make me feel better because I was having a bad day. And then she just shows me test results that basically says that she's allergic to quite literally everything on this good earth.
Guys, I'm intolerant to fucking potatoes.
Do you remember that about 3 weeks ago, you and I had a multi-course lunch menu that featured some of the 14,000 species of potato available in South America?
No, it wasn't 14,000. It was 4,000. I remember that digit.
4,000 species of potato, of which we enjoyed maybe 7 types of them. Mm-hmm. And now you will never experience the other 3,993.
If I become a bitter bitch, this is why. Because girl can't have potatoes anymore.
Life without spuds.
But basically, I'm on this religious 1 month diet where I'm cutting off all the fun stuff. And then slowly I'm going to reintroduce it back into my life. But it's interesting, you know, because I think we go to food so subconsciously as like comfort, as like food is just such an important element of who we are in our social circles, that when you have these simple pleasures taken from you, like I'm noticing things about myself that's like, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's uncomfortable yet. I still don't know what the conclusion of it yet, but there is definitely a theme with restriction and mindfulness. Do you know where I'm going for with this?
Yes, I just found the sharp edge of that a long time ago.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, your relationship is something to monitor big time.
Mm.
So be mindful about it. That's all I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you never want to... Those wheels can spin faster than you expect.
Okay. Well, more on that as the weeks and potato-less days yeah.
We
happen.
Have cocktails on Friday, of which you have to order, what, a virgin mojito?
No, I have no... I'm not allowed refined sugar. So I'm just going to have soda water with a lot of lime squeezed in so that the sourness drowns out my sadness.
So why are we going out? Like, why?
Because I want to talk shit on a Friday night with my girls.
Okay, fine.
Okay, guys. But for real, let's come back to this whole notion of... Life is great. There's a feeling of potential in the air. Are you guys feeling it too? Ever since the mask indoors off has come about, and now that we are gearing up for F1 weekend, we're reaching the end of the year. All these parties and all these like social happenings are coming up. I just feel like the world is just, I don't know, it feels buzzy. Do you get that?
I do get that because last night I was doom scrolling Instagram till about 2 a.m. Watching Tomorrowland clips.
Oh.
And it looks so cool. And all I want to do is go to a techno festival and lose my mind.
Yes.
Like it looks, there's this so much energy and you just want to be there. And you just want to feel it. And sometimes I'm sitting at home, you know, working behind my desk or like watching it rain and being like, I gotta get out.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
I feel it too. And I haven't felt this in a really long time. I have this like urgency to live. Like, I'm just like, I want to go to all the festivals. I want to, like, have experiences. Yeah. I want to meet new people. I want to just put myself out there once again. Oh, this is definitely part of the breakup energy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This isn't just an announcement.
Am I entering my villain era?
You entered it like a week ago. You just refused to admit it to anybody.
Oh, my God,
I've been
you guys.
Watching it for, like, a week, maybe 2 weeks now.
It's happening. I am entering my motherfucking villain era.
I'm trying to find another one because I'm bored and I don't like this. I want another one. Like, but, how many do we get?
No, but I've been sitting with myself and I've been thinking about this whole like idea of like, oh, there's so much to look forward to in life. There's so much happening. There's so many new people to meet, new experiences to be had. And I want to use this moment for the both of us to pause. Think about the excitement to come and then to give ourselves permission to go headfirst into all of it.
I agree. I would say I'm really, really trying.
Well, okay.
Like, I don't want to take away from the energy of this conversation because I think it's absolutely right. And it's all like it's something I want to endorse entirely. I'm just not finding it as natural to do as I would have done a few months ago.
Okay. Like,
the mentality, yes. The gusto, absolutely. All for it. But then I'm like it feels like a false start. And I'm like, and we're off. And then I'll just be like.
It's like when you laugh at an empty joke and you're like, why did I laugh?
Yeah. Yeah. It's for me, it's I think I'm catching myself in like a dip. But the kind where you're like, oh, things were really good. So it was about time a dip came. It balances out. So I'm managing it and it's okay. But I'm also being like, I need to find that fire again. I've kind of, it's like, you know, when you leave a candle burning for too long and then enough wax is melted that the flame itself dims because it's like, oh, we're kind of feeling
dying.
The weight of our own fuel.
Mm-hmm.
It's that feeling.
So you just described yourself as like the tiny flame of candle.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I'm not about to burn out. I'm still holding on. But it's okay. There's so much to be excited about. I'm just also being like, maybe we need to hermit a little, step away from all the excitement for a bit, and then come back when we've got a bit more energy to really deliver on this excitement because it is there. And I agree. And I want to be a part of it. I just know that I'm not currently in a position to really embrace it yet.
What do you think it actually is that's blocking you or weighing you down? Like, what is it?
Well, according to astrology, there's a Mercury in retrograde or a full moon, I think, at the same time. I don't know if it has anything to do with that, but I've just been reflecting on a lot of old emotional scar tissue and dealing with the residual feelings that I haven't really processed, which was probably a long time coming, but I didn't see it coming. And so I'm just trying to work through that slowly.
Okay. On what topic? Heart, career, family?
Career is good. Family, touch wood, still good. Relationships. Whew. It's opening up old gates because we've spoken about breakups multiple times on this podcast. And then I've spoken, I think, at length about the pain of, you know, being betrayed and mm-hmm. stepping away from those relationships and like knowing that you deserve better and then breaking that bond. But what I was mourning last week was, and I think this is feeds into what we were talking about before about self-compassion, but I was mourning the fact that I had this love and I had to say goodbye to it and I had to choose to leave it behind. Mm. So it was like, I'm not dealing with the heartbreak of betrayal. I'm also, because I feel like I've processed that, I'm dealing with the heartbreak of you really experienced what real love was and then
you had to walk away.
Yeah.
And what you're going through a few years later is now you've kind of had the recognition that that was another layer you didn't know you had to process.
Exactly. Mm. And it's also understanding that at this point in time, I don't have anything close to resembling something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's developed this longing for it and this missing of having that level of love from someone. Mm. And I miss it. I'm a very independent, self-sufficient person, but I just kind of think I want to be loved for a while.
You want to have like a little bit of a crush.
Yeah. I want there to be a target for my affection. Like I've got so much love to give and I give it to my friends and my family, but like it's different, you know? Mm. It's just different. And someone asked me the other day if they were just like, would you define it as a loneliness? And I think it actually might be a little. Mm. So we're peeling that onion back again, which is not pleasant, but I think necessary. And then I read my horoscope and apparently that's precisely what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
Wow.
Which was interesting feedback because it said that I had a strong spirituality at the moment and then everything else was in crisis. Everything. And I messaged you the other day, remember, yeah. where I woke up and I was just like, there's something offbeat.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell if I was offbeat or the world was off. And what was interesting was I've been learning to trust my intuition a lot more lately. But in that moment, I couldn't tell it apart from if I was just anxious again or if this was my intuition telling me something. So I just sit there and be like, I don't know what this is.
Your anxiousness is also your intuition. You know, it is somehow linked.
Yeah, but
you don't. But it doesn't. Yeah. But I know what you mean. It's like, what does this mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't help you there.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't think anyone can help you there, really. That's something that only you and your own inner wisdom can pull out.
Typically, something will emerge fairly soon after for me to be like, ah, now that I've acknowledged that, these feelings have been appeased. I'm like, okay, so far, I feel fine, but I haven't understood what was driving that feeling. Mm. So I'm kind of waiting for like a surprise. Mm. Drama.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you. That's a very honest place to be coming from.
Yeah. So it's for the little downer on this like upper of an episode, but.
No, it's fine.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's where okay. we're at.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as the days progress, I hope that feeling of unsettlement, whatever that you're going through, comes to somewhat of a conclusion or a revelation. Because either something will reveal itself and you're going to be like, that was it. Mm. Or it's just going to kind of hopefully not fade away into the darkness because you want it to be revealed.
Yeah.
But I mean, time will make it chill out.
But that's why I'm kind of taking this time to be like, don't try rush out of it. Sit in it a little bit. Mm. Like, let's figure this out because I could do my usual where I jet off somewhere in the world, which I'm about to do in 2 weeks anyway, and completely leave those problems for when I come home. And I don't want to do that this time.
Oh, I see.
So normally I'm just like, oh, yeah, but got that thing to do. And then I'll peace out. And then I'll come back and be like, oh, I forgot I left this here.
Oh, so it's that giving yourself the space to feel.
Yeah.
Okay. And because you've been so busy this year with your travel and your work, you haven't adequately been giving enough space for these feelings to surface.
I haven't. I feel like...
Well, see, that's the thing. You have.
Yeah.
And so you cleared what needed to be cleared on the surface.
Yeah.
But after you took off the scum at the top,
yeah,
more shit came through. That's how a pimple works.
Yeah, but what kind of acne problems we got now? Yeah. But I mean, yeah, like I said, it's an interesting exercise because as uncomfortable as it is and as sad as I've been for the last couple of weeks, and also I haven't slept in like 3 weeks,
which matters a lot,
which does matter a lot because it inflames any kind of emotion you do have. But it's also another thing where you're like, that's another driver. Pay attention to the fact you can't sleep. There's a reason you can't sleep. What's driving that? I'm still working it out, but I'm happy to say that, like, through all of this discomfort, I'm doing my best to just manage it so that I can come back and then like high five you in this villain era.
Okay. Well, my soon-to-be evil sidekick, I'll wait for you. I will wait for you at the gates of hell. And then we go hard.
Wonderfruit.
Well, to flip it over, because I really am on a high of life right now, and I'll tell you guys why. I've reached a new level of the breakup process where enough is enough. Like, I truly hit a point where I'm like, I do not want this person to take up space in my mind anymore. And I'm going to release him. And I had a really powerful session with my hypnotherapist this morning where I did a really strong visualization of literally cutting the cord from my heart to this person, because I'm so motivated to be like, I just want to move the hell on. And I feel light. Like, I truly found this part of me that wanted to release him for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because when we go through a breakup or even a job change, when it's not on our terms and our ego is hurt and we're bruised and we're down, there is this side of us that comes off that gets very vengeful. And we kind of have, we've all done it. We just like, wait till they see me. Right?
Look at me now.
Wait till they see what they lost. On any regards, it's a very human thing. But I tell you guys, I was driven by that so, like, way too much to my own liking for the last few weeks because, yeah, this side of me was like, this guy broke my heart. And so I'm going to show him. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show him. And there's two levels of that. One level was like, this fuel is a great kickoff to my healing process.
Right.
But this is not the energy that I'm going to sustain my healing process on, because I no longer want to do it so that I can be like, look what he left. Mm-hmm. Look what, nah, nah, nah. I want to do it so that I can be like, girl, look at you for you. Look at the progress you've made for yourself. It's not about him. It's like all this glowing up that you're doing. Yeah, it started to show the ex, fuck you. But now it's about keeping it going for yourself. And I've had this huge realization today. And I'm like, yes, I'm there. I'm going to do it for me.
I would say it is impressive that you've achieved that in, I'm going to say, a span of like 2 months. Because that is something most people hit at, say, the 6 to 9 month mark. So you're just like, you're on this like fast track. It's like you paid to hit the express lane at immigration at the Bali airport. You know what I mean? You're like, fuck it, we're going through.
Yeah, I don't stand in lines for my roller coaster, you guys.
Express queue, always.
Not for clubs, not for recovery. Express. I don't wait in queues. Yeah,
it is. But I think that is the driver of your villain era, because it is true that there is this little vengeful attitude of, look at me now. But then your attitude does shift a little where you see what you're doing for yourself and you're like, look at me now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's the most impressive thing because you get to look back on yourself and be like, damn, we really built that from the bottom up.
Yeah. I'm feeling really great about it. And listen, at the same time, just to humble myself, just in case karma comes and like backslaps me tomorrow and is like, you thought you good. Here's the floor. Here are your tears.
That's where I'm at. I'm just humbled.
I'm just like putting that there just in case. But for now, in the present, this glorious moment of self-love, I'm soaking it in and the world feels pregnant. And let me tell you, I feel like I'm radiating it.
You are. People are hitting on you all the time.
Guys, I got hit on by a couple last night, okay?
Yeah, but you said he wasn't cute.
He wasn't. It wasn't my type. I don't even know if she's my type. I've never done this. Like, it's so new for me. But what am I radiating that this is, like, getting called in? I'm like, people are coming up to me, and I've not had this experience for a long-ass time.
Hot villain energy.
Bad bitch energy.
Yes. Yes.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes. I was going to say that, like, yes, okay, the universe might humble you at any point, but so all the more reason to take the high. I was talking to my dad yesterday at the gym, and I had said some kind of self-deprecating remark, and my dad just stopped me and was like, never talk yourself down because someone else is going to do that for you. Oh! And I was like, Dad, dropping bars. But it's so true. Mm-hmm. I was like, he's right. Like, the universe is going to do a great job of humbling you at every corner. So every single time you feel that inflated ego, so long as you're a decent human being about it, embrace it. Just relish in it.
So coming back to what I said at the beginning, this whole thing about permission, I give myself permission to love and care for myself with such gumption, such—
Ooh, good word.
Thank you. Such fierceness. And I'm taking that with me, and I'm remembering this moment, and I want everyone to get on this because it feels fucking great.
Get your gumption.
Get your gumption. The gall.
I love the gall.
Yeah.
It's like we said, the audacity. You're leaning into chaos. Shout out to theme of Thursday.
Yeah.
Everything about this.
I'm feeling it. Anyway, guys. So want to hear some gossip?
Your dick is huge and it's on the table. Just put it away. Mine's just like, ooh.
And no. Come. Your dick will come out later.
It's a grower. It's not a shower.
It's a grower. Anyway, guys, since we're on this like little villain era, y'all want to know some gossip?
Do I know this gossip?
I told you this gossip. But I think the people should know the gossip because they heard the first part of the story. And I just want to out a snake.
Oh, I know the story. I'm so excited. Okay, my energy's back.
Okay,
we're back.
Okay, guys. Mm. Remember how I think last episode or the one before, I shared with you that I got hit on at the gym by this very charming guy with a British accent. Remember how I was like,
what?
Yeah, that guy. So the one that was like, would you like to go for a cup of coffee? Girls, guys, let me tell you now. Snake.
Snake.
So the story begins. So this fella, what should we call him? What's the nickname?
Chico.
See, it works. Chico. All right, Chico.
So this Chico.
So Chico, which is boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you knew that.
Yeah.
Okay. It caught up late for me. Anyway, so Chico. So Chico, right? So I'm with a buddy.
We really went with Chico.
We're going with Chico.
It sounds like a Pokemon.
So I'm with a buddy. My buddy and I, like one of my best friends, known him my whole life. We go and get dinner together and we go down to the supermarket to just get some provisions for ourselves. So we split up in the supermarket, do our thing. And as I circle back, I notice he's speaking to Chico. Chico has his back turned to me and he's a big guy. So he doesn't know that I'm there. So I'm like walking towards them. And I overhear the conversation. And my buddy is saying to Chico, hey, man, I'm really happy for you. Yeah, she looks like a great girl. Chico's like, yeah, man. Her name is Beep. Yeah, we're really happy.
Chica.
Yeah, her name is Chica. We're really happy. Thanks so much, man. And then he turns around and sees me. Energy shifts in the conversation. He's like, oh, hi. Yeah, I think we met. I'm like, yeah, we did.
You gave me your number 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you messaged me 3 days ago. Anyway, kept that all in my head. And conversation, cut shot. Chico walks away. I look back at my boy like, what was that? Apparently, Chico has a girlfriend in a new, fresh, loving relationship.
Trash.
Bro.
Trash.
You really hit on me like 10 days ago. You messaged me like 3 days ago in response to stuff that you've seen online. Like, you have been like texting me. Mm-hmm. And like, you have a girlfriend? And the audacity to message me the next day.
That's my highlight. Yeah. That's the key bit to
me. Next day, Chico messages me like, hello, lovely seeing you. And then he messages my buddy being like, yo, what's the story with this lady? Like,
if you clearly revealed that you are in a relationship and then you try cover your tracks by doubling down on your efforts to hit on someone, you are so full of shit, dude.
It's just trash. Trash, 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 trash. So the universe did me a favor there by showing me what this gentleman is truly about. And I would never, ever try to meddle into another girl's happiness. Like, ever. So,
yeah. But also, I'm low-key hoping this girl is also going to have the universe backing her where she finds this out early enough that she can get out before she gets in too deep.
Yeah.
Because she does not deserve that.
She doesn't deserve that. Anyway, a little tea for you guys.
But this is what I'm saying, because I said it before and I'll say it again, but men have consistently been so disappointing to me. Yeah. Like, why are you? It's not hard. Be committed. Be a decent human being. If you don't want the relationship, don't enter it. Be clear. Communicate. Oh, surprise, yeah, surprise. Yeah. Using your words
helps
really
be, you. Do be trashy people out there.
Yeah.
Question.
Okay.
So I see these things online where like a girl will message another girl about her man under like the being intention of sisterhood.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on this? Like, if you saw someone else's man be... like, I don't know, like a, what's the term I'm looking for?
Salacious.
A snake, right? And like, would you go and tell the girl? And do you think that's right?
I think it would depend on if I was the person involved. I feel like if you're a stranger and then you see someone who's hooking up with someone else.
So not stranger, but like acquaintance. Like, we know the circles.
Oh, that's so hard. It's I feel like hard. It would depend on the extent to which I know it's a real problem and how close I am to that person. Or I would potentially go to their closer friend and be like, hey, heads up, I've noticed this. It's not really my place to say, but, you know, you're closer to the matter. Maybe it's something you can keep an eye on, and then you take it forward.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like I would necessarily feel comfortable about going to someone and being like, girl, let me tell you what your man's up to. And I feel like there's also a difference in approach. Like, if you're like, bitch, I got some tea, like, that's such a shitty way to approach something that's about to hurt someone. While if you're like, hey, I need to sit you down, like, there's something serious going on, and like, I feel like if it was me, I'd want to know.
I want someone to know.
And so I feel like I should tell you. I feel like that I could, that is appropriate.
Yeah, it's one of these gray area things, isn't it? Because like, on one hand, like, we all just want to keep to our business, and no one wants to be a meddler. But on the other hand, in the spirit of like social justice, in a way, if I saw something really shitty happening and I know a situation, like, would I stay quiet? I don't know. Because
I feel like it's one of those situations, would you hope that someone would tell you?
Yes.
Then
if
I feel
had
like
a husband
in that-
and my husband was straight cheater and he had a rep, and all these people knew he was cheating on me.
Yeah.
And I didn't know.
You would want someone to tell you.
Someone drop me an angel and get them to tell me in black and white with like receipts. Tell me to save me, you know?
Like,
yeah. So I think that situation, yes.
I actually know something that's that exact scenario happened to someone I know.
More tea?
Yeah.
More tea.
Everything is brewing. But it was the same thing where a girl approached her and said, I don't know if this is the right thing to do, but I feel like if it was me, I'd want to know. You know, there was an overlap between me and the person that you're dating. And then so much worse stuff came out as a result of that. Turns out it was like a long-term thing. Turns out she was completely blindsided. Ugh, like all of it.
Horrible.
And it was to the extent where it's like, yes, it's going to deliver a huge punch in the gut. But at the same end, you don't necessarily feel like you want to be close to the person that's told you that information, because it's just, it makes you feel a certain way. But it has allowed her to be like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm out. I deserve better.
Yeah. Someone helped her out there.
Yeah.
So I'm calling it. Honestly, guys, like, do me a favor, right? If I ever get into anything with anyone again, and like, even the connection of I listen to your podcast, enough. Like, yeah. Save me.
Every single time a guy hits on you, I'm just going to slide behind and be like, trash.
Nah.
Snake. I'm just going to hiss behind him.
Listen, I just want to throw this out there just to balance it. Like, I know we give men a lot of shit on the show. Women be trashy too. Women are also trashy.
Like,
I know trashy ass girls out there too. Like, women, men, I've been a trashy girl. Like, I'm definitely no angel history, guys. Best believe. But I'm just saying, you know.
But let me follow up your question with another question, which is, at what point is it worth saying something? Is it just because they're flirting with someone at a party? Is it because they're making out with someone at the party? Is it because they go home with somebody?
I think it would be actual, like, affairs.
So he had to have gotten his dick wet.
Yeah, that for sure. But like affair.
Like, because a long-term thing?
Is a complicated. I don't have an answer. I'm not going to give it one answer because it depends on the situation. Because at the same time, like, we also don't know that couple's dynamic, right? Like, what if that couple is in like an open relationship?
Sure.
We also don't know that.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I also think, like,
I mean, like, oh, it's complicated, right?
Because
it's that whole, like, what if we met all?
It's like, okay, say you saw someone's partner. Guy or girl, it doesn't really matter, because I want guys to know that they also have a role in this, and they can also take responsibility and tell their friend if shit is going down. Do you say something because they hooked up with someone, like you watched someone make out with that person's partner? Or is it as simple as like, they're flirting a little too hard? Like, for me, it's like, if you're flirting aggressively, kind of like you're behaving despicably, but not to the point where I think it's worth putting your relationship in jeopardy.
I agree.
Like, you know what
flirting
I mean?
At the end, like, yeah, it's icky, but it's still versus like the whole scale.
Exactly.
Of it's infidelity.
Like, it's like, exactly.
Flirting
it's
is
level
kind of
like one and
yeah,
a half.
Yeah.
But then when we're hitting like level four, which is, I don't know.
Level four is a fair. Like, side piece, like full on. Level five.
Level
would be
10.
Okay, let's break
level
this down.
Level 10.
Let's
is
break this down.
Level 10 is kids, whole secret family.
Yes, yes. Level 10 is.
Okay, let's
like
work back.
Yeah.
Level 9. 10 is I have a secret family. Level 9 is.
I have a
knocked,
secret wife. No,
no
kids.
No, no,
wife.
No. Knocked someone up. Just.
Okay.
Because then they have, like, they
no,
could
no,
have dealt
no.
with it.
I was going to say, like, okay, family with kids is level 10.
Yeah.
Level 9 is, like, a side wife. Like, a whole separate, like, committed in bracket.
Oh,
like,
I would have said, like,
affair.
You had an affair and had a kid, but.
That would be family.
No, because there's, like, I'm but supporting a second family versus, like, oh, shit, I hooked up with this girl, like, this, I don't know, stripper, and she had a kid.
Leave the strippers alone.
Drake did that, didn't he?
That's true.
That's okay. What I'm saying. No shame to strippers,
yeah.
But I'm saying that, like, I feel like they're the victims in a lot of this sometimes because they'll have the kid and they'll be like, yeah, but she's just a stripper.
We're getting sidetracked.
You know what? Feminism's in my mind. Yes, have an illegitimate kid that maybe they, like, send some cash to, but they're not an active parent.
Oh, that's actually 10 for me. That's almost worse
because
then
it's shameful,
like,
behavior.
For sure, because at least if you have a second family.
You took responsibility for that.
Okay. So if you had like a kid that you denied?
So 10 is.
Why am I sweating?
10 is you had a kid, didn't take responsibility. 9 is you had a second family, took responsibility. 8 is.
This is a long list. 8 is like on 8 is a side wife, like a separate wife. No family, the kids, but full on second timing relationship.
Okay.
No, I'd say 8 is 1 or 2. Like more than 1, cuz some people 3 time. Some people really 3 time.
Serial affairs.
Yeah, so that.
Okay.
Womanizer.
7 is 1.
7 is 1.
Okay, 6.
One, 6
is consistently going out to hook up with other people. While in a committed relationship. No.
6 is acting single.
No, that's too high. I feel like that's like level.
Okay, I'm confused. Let's create a chart.
We're going to, you know what? We're going to create an infographic.
You guys tell us, six and below, give us the breakdown. Like, where are we at?
Give us your list. And I'll load up my Canva account.
Yeah.
And I'll make an infographic.
We'll make it pretty. And we'll like rate the level of snake out there.
It's going to be like snakes and ladders design. Oh my God.
Yeah. And listen, I know we're using like men as the example, but
it goes both ways. Yeah. But also a woman can't like get impregnated by another dude and hide that shit if she's going to keep it. She can't like birth another. She's not going to peace out from her relationship for 9 months and be like, oh, what? A kid.
You know, stranger things have happened. Okay. I've watched way too many clips of Jerry Springer online. Stranger things.
This is fair.
Have happened.
This is fair.
The world is crazy. Lust will be the doom of all of us. Where are we going with this episode? What are we talking about today?
We got so derailed by this conversation.
We started with women's circles and now we're talking about.
He's a snake! That's what's gonna happen in the circle. Everyone's gonna hold hands and be like, he's a snake.
Shit. Wow. Whew. Well, you know, I feel like we should leave it there.
Yeah, I don't know. We can't bounce back
from this. We can't come back from this, guys. It got too loose.
Okay, bye.
Let us know how you feel about today's episode and share with us. You know, let's like do a recap. Like, again, let me know if you're open for the women's circle thing. Super down from that. Reach out to Marissa. Let her know if you're in the same boat. Is your candle light dim at the moment?
Join me in this sinking ship.
And then, you know, if you want to jump on party boat over here with me, come on, let's woo boat it. Woo girl it.
Oh, my God. You know what it is? It's like you have the yacht. And I'm the little tugboat at the minute.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm just like, I'm dragging behind a little, but I'll catch up.
Yeah. You've got like a rope connected.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you ready?
Yeah. I'm like party adjacent, but not really feeling the vibe yet.
Yes. Gotcha. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah. And you're welcome for that little bit of tea. Who doesn't love a little bit of tea? Honestly.
DM us. We'll tag him.
Seriously. Like, I remember like people are like, oh, I don't like to gossip. Shut up. Grow up.
Grow up.
We all love a little tea. Look at my auntie sitting around talking about each other.
That's
Come on.
The real women's circle.
We really do. We really just sit around, you know? Even nuns sit around and shell out some tea.
You won't believe what the priest did the other day. Yeah. Rev John showed me his ankles. They were gross.
Okay, guys. We're really going to call it. Lots of love. Don't forget to give this show a rating if you haven't yet. And
we'll
catch you
soon. Make it a 5, not a 4, a 5. And yeah, peace.
Bye.